Openly Queer Pastor's Wife Celebrates Transgender Daughter's Puberty Blockers. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 6, 2019. An openly queer pastor's wife is celebrating her 12-year-old transgender daughter's surgery to place a puberty-blocking implant in her arm in order to prevent her from progressing farther into puberty. According to her website, Jamie Brusshoff is the wife of a Lutheran pastor and mother of three children, one of whom, Rebecca, claims to be transgender. As National File reported, Brusshoff's Facebook post Friday that celebrated her daughter's puberty blocker implant has gone viral. "Today, this kid showed her strength once again," Brusshoff boasted. "Today, she did something that was hard and scary. Today, she made herself proud." Rebecca's mother said taking puberty blockers is one example of what medically appropriate, medically necessary, life-affirming, and often literally life-saving treatment looks like for a transgender child. Brusshoff continued. "That is the face of a girl terrified of hospitals and needles, but more terrified of having to live life as someone she is not. That is the face of a girl feeling on top of the world, knowing her body won't betray her and she's one step closer to the woman she will grow up to be." In her Facebook post, Brusshoff further thanked her husband's church's health insurance plan that covered the puberty blockers. With news of further discrimination out of the White House spreading and GOP lawmakers in multiple states trying to prohibit gender-affirming, life-saving care like this for minors, "I'm immensely grateful for my child's medical care," she added. "Every kid deserves access to that care. We must fight those who want to prevent kids like her from living the lives they deserve." Brusshoff received much negative feedback on her post. She posted again on Tuesday that comments on her page are filled with some not-so-nice people. "It seems my daughter's trans-affirming medical care has drawn some negative attention," she said, and then doubled down on the benefits of blocking a child's normal puberty progression. "This page is not an open forum. It is not a place to debate the validity of trans people or question affirming transgender children. I will not leave comments threatening my family with violence. Yes, they are all being reported, accusing us of child abuse, or spreading dangerous misinformation." Brusshoff said she is encouraged by other parents of trans kids who are so thankful to see someone else speaking about their experience. "In case anyone is confused, let's clear up a few things. Plus, every major medical organization supports affirming transgender young people. Plus, puberty blockers are not responsible for thousands of children's death. The cancer they had was responsible. Plus, no one is doing surgery or anything irreversible to young children. It's simply not true. Plus, the data clearly shows that when transgender young people are supported and affirmed, their rates of suicide, depression, and anxiety drop. Whereas when we attempt to change youth's gender or sexuality, it doubles their risk of suicide." Trevor Project, 2019 Mental Health Study. On its website, Trevor Project says it provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and questioning, LGBTQ, young people. It is one of the many activist organizations that has promoted the narrative that children with gender dysphoria who are not immediately affirmed in their new gender identity have a greater chance of committing suicide, a theme that has instilled fear in parents of children with mental health issues that involve gender identity. More physicians and analysts of the transgender movement are publicly asserting the claim that puberty blockers are a reversible treatment, recently announced by the Pediatric Endocrine Society, is blatantly false. One of the primary reasons all agree the claim is false is that no long-term studies have been conducted on children who have had their normal puberty suppressed with drugs. Idaho-based endocrinologist Dr. William Malone told Breitbart News puberty suppression is frequently called reversible, but it's not. He explained, "Normal bone density development is interfered with and probably brain development too. Almost all children placed on puberty blockers go on to cross-sex hormones, meaning puberty blockers solidify and sometimes intensify dysphoria. It's hard to call these impacts reversible. There have been no long-term studies done on children who have had normal puberty blocked. In no other area of medicine would a medical society be so cavalier about treatments with unknown consequences. Caution is the rule in such situations, and always has been. This departure from the typical standard of care deserves more scrutiny." K. California-based endocrinologist Dr. Michael Laidlaw also said in a statement to Breitbart News, organizations such as the Pediatric Endocrine Society have created an institutionalized childhood pathway towards sterility. It's really critical to understand that our medical organizations, beginning with the Endocrine Society and moving on to the Pediatric Endocrine Society and American Academy of Pediatricians, that with respect to this topic they have been taken over by the most radical elements. These radical trans activists were involved in writing the Endocrine Society guidelines in 2009 and 2017. These are low to no quality evidence guidelines, and anyone can read for themselves the poor evidence they have for these treatments for children and adolescents. In an interview with Breitbart News in October 2018, Atlanta-based pediatric endocrinologist Dr. Quentin Van Meter said, "Since the transgender movement developed, every patient who has come to him claiming to be transgender has come from a totally dysfunctional family. There's nothing normal about the environment where these children are brought up," he said. "There are emotional traumas left and right. It is so obvious that what we're doing is painting over the trauma." Van Meter initially trained with psychologist John Money, whom he described as creating the preamble, if you will, to the transgender movement, at Johns Hopkins University. After years of watching the transgender movement advance, Van Meter has concluded transgender activists want to keep buried the serious mental health issues within their community and have even influenced 18 state legislatures to pass laws making it illegal for therapists to explore with their child patients the reasons why they may be uncomfortable with their biological sex. "This is the recruitment of a cult," Van Meter said. "It is so scary, and I am so overwhelmingly worried about the welfare of this population of people 30 years out.